أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من أوفى بعهده من الله فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. التائبون العابدون الحامدون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين. ما كان للنبي والذين آمنوا أن يستغفروا للمشركين ولو كانوا أولي قربى من بعد ما تبين لهم أنهم أصحاب الجحيم. وما كان استغفار إبراهيم لأبيه إلا عن موعدة وعدها إياه فلما تبين له أنه عدو لله تبرأ منه إن إبراهيم لأواه حليم صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. الحمد لله الذي علمنا أن نحمد والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق سيدنا محمد. Dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, the topic of today, inshallah, will be Surah At-Tawbah. As we said before, we are talking about the main theme of every surah. We are not making a detailed tafsir, but we are trying to explain how the ayat of the surah relate among each other, and how the stories in that surah also relate to the same ayat. So this is called among ulama al-tafsir, maqasid al-suwar, the main objectives of the surahs. And tonight we are going to talk about Surah At-Tawbah. Surah At-Tawbah, which means the Surah of Repentance, is one of the last surahs that were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was revealed to comment on the Battle of Tabuk. Before this surah, which is number 9, surah number 8 is Surah Al-Anfal. And we discussed Surah Al-Anfal, and the ulama called it, as we discussed, Surah Badr. So Badr was the first battle of the Muslims with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Surah At-Tawbah comments on the last battle of the Muslims with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the Battle of Tabuk. Muslims, after this incident of Tabuk, were ready to take the da'wah to the entire world. This surah has 129 ayat, a little bit less than half of Surah Al-Baqarah. Yet, we find that the mention of the word tawbah, which means repentance, is very frequent in this surah. Matter of fact, it is the highest in the entire Quran. For example, Surah Al-Baqarah, the word tawbah was mentioned 13 times. In Surah Al-Imran, 3 times. Surah An-Nisa, 12 times. Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5 times. And in Surah At-Tawbah, 17 times. Remember that the name of the surah is the key to the understanding to the surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called this surah At-Tawbah. This surah is commonly known with 3 names. Although some of the ulama mentioned that the Sahaba used to call it with 14 or 15 different names. But these 13 or 14 or more or less names evolve around 3 main names. Number 1, the main name of the surah that is called in the Quran, Surah At-Tawbah, chapter of repentance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about tawbah many, many times, and we will see why. The second name is the Surah of Bara'ah, which means to renounce someone or to disown the relationship with someone. And it is called Surah Bara'ah because ayah number 1 starts with the word Bara'ah. Bara'atun min Allahi wa rasulihi ila alladhina ahadtu min al-mushrikeen. A third name was narrated by Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib through Ibn Abbas, and this hadith was narrated by Imam Bukhari. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib was the husband of the daughter of Abu Huraira. And he was one of the great of At-Tabi'een. He said, I told Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala, and As-Sahaba Ajma'een, tell me about Surah At-Tawbah. He said, Surah At-Tawbah is Al-Fadiha. You know the word Fadiha? Fadiha is like scandal, is to expose someone. Expose someone with scandal. He continued, that is the surah that exposed the hypocrites. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued revealing ayat of this surah that they have done this, they have done that, they have said this, they have said that. So this surah exposes the position, the actions, and the words of the hypocrites more than any other surah. And it is obvious because this surah was revealed at the end. Muslims were very, very powerful and strong. And obviously, hypocrisy will increase as Muslims gained in power. Before we start into the ayat, anyone who reads this beautiful surah notices a strong position with very strong words to the disbelievers, to the hypocrites, and to the Muslims. Very strong language. But subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would talk to the disbelievers, would talk to the believers, and would talk to the hypocrites with very strong language, and guess what? Then he offers what? Tawbah. He says, do this, do this, do this, or don't do that, don't do that. Very strong language, but then say, okay, tawbah is open. That's why this surah was called Surah At-Tawbah. And before we carry on, remember that the main entity that benefits from the tawbah, the repentance of any sinner, is who? The ulama say, the society before the person who is making tawbah himself. Why? Because imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have closed the doors of tawbah for certain actions or sins. Then the person who was engaged in these sins will reach the position of, I am lost. And if he reaches that position, he will continue doing the sin because there is no exit for them. If you recall the person who killed 100 people, when he went to the devout person, not the alim, the abid, and the abid told him, you have no tawbah. How come Allah is going to accept you and you have killed 99 people? What did he do? He killed him because he closed the door in front of him. He closed the door of tawbah in his face. So the ulama say that the first entity that benefits from the tawbah of anyone is the society. Subhanallah. Okay. One comment about the surah. It does not start with al-basmala, with bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And this is perhaps the strongest message of the strong language of the surah. The surah is powerful, strong language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do this firmly. Do that firmly. Make sure you do this. Make sure you don't do that. And the reason this surah was not starting by al-basmala, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is because it starts with the disassociation, with the renouncing the disbelievers, disowning from the disbelievers. So it does not go with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as we said, even though the surah does not have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, does not start with it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about the qualities that He likes or doesn't like, He opens the door of tawbah immediately for everyone. So, ayah number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces the bara'ah, the disowning, the disassociation from the disbelievers. Bara'atun min Allahi wa rasulihi ila alladhina ahadtum min al-mushrikeen. In ayah number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats with an adhan. Remember that the word adhan in Arabic means i'lan. Adhan means to announce something. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah 3 is making an adhan, which means an i'lan, for the disbelievers that He is disassociating with them. He's breaking the ties with them, except those that have a contract or a treaty with the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fulfill that treaty with those people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave 4 months for the disbelievers to take their position. But immediately after He have done that, in the same ayah, number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by explaining that He would accept their repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And if you repent, that is better for you. Then we go to ayah 5. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions what the disbelievers have done fighting the Muslims with injustice, but then He also opens the door of tawbah. فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. If they repent, establish salah, provide the zakah, then let them alone. They are your brothers, and know that certainly Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. In ayah 10 and 11 of the same surah, Allah repeats the same idea. He is saying, لَا يَرْقُبُونَ فِي مُؤْمِنٍ إِلَّا وَلَا ذِمَّةٍ, that the disbelievers, they do not observe any pact, treaty, or contract, and they do not even observe the ties of kinship, family. They attack everyone, kill everyone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is criticizing that with the most strong language, but again He opens the door of tawbah. فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. If they repent, establish salah, provide zakah, then they are your brothers in Islam. Ayah 13 and 15 of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those who broke the treaties of the Muslims and committed treason. They cheated the Muslims. They had a treaty, a pact, a contract with the Muslims, yet they committed treason. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is criticizing that with the most strong language, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ, and He mentions tawbah again. In ayah number 18, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings forth the construction of the masajid. He talks about, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Then He criticizes the disbelievers of making themselves the custodians of the Masjid al-Haram, al-Kaaba, and then not allowing people to go and make pilgrimage and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freely. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to them, look, construction and building the masajid is very important, yet believing in Allah and making effort in His path is even greater than that.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya al-salam.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then the surah moves on and brings forth a strong language, but now for the believers. للمؤمنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the believers to repent from this. What is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, if your fathers, your children, your brothers, your spouses, and your family, and your wealth and money, and your commerce and business, that you fear that it will not be profitable, if you love that more than Allah and His Messenger, and make an effort in His path, then wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to you with His order. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide the disobedient. Very strong language. As I said, Surah At-Tawbah has very strong language for the disbelievers, for the believers, and for the hypocrites. But every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in terms of these strong language, He would immediately open the door of Tawbah for everyone. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the Battle of Hunayn. What happened in the Battle of Hunayn? Muslims were powerful in terms of number. So some of the Muslims said, we will not be defeated today because we are a huge army. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so that the army of the Muslims was defeated at the beginning. Why? Because the lesson in this story of the Battle of Hunayn, that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. You know, sometimes when the human being becomes rich, he does not feel the need of Allah and the need to Allah the same way when he is poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is a very wrong equation. A healthy person should feel the need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the same as a person with a terminal cancer. Someone who has billions must feel the need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like a person who is barely making it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching in this story, when Muslims thought, oh, we have a huge army, we will not be defeated, Allah made it so that they were defeated at the beginning of the battle. Then Rasulullah stood firmly and he called on the Sahaba, and they came back not because of their number, but they came back because of their iman, and Allah gave them victory. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He sent soldiers that the Muslims did not see. وَأَنزَلَ جُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا وَعَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. So we have to be careful, and this is the greatest lesson we take from this story. Immediately after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the love for the family, the children, the commerce, the business, and the Battle of Hunayn and what happened, Allah opened the door of Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately says, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So this is the main idea of this surah. Very strong language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to the believers, the disbelievers, and the hypocrites. Very strong language. But then immediately He opens the door of Tawbah. That's why the surah is called Surah At-Tawbah. In ayah number 29, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts talking about people of the book and how they took Uzair, in the case of the Jews, as the son of God, and Isa alayhi salam as the Son of God in the case of the Christians. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us in ayah number 38 to talk about those who do not make the effort in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ma lakum, O you who believe, what's wrong with you? What is it with you? Ma lakum, what's going on? Idha qila lakum unfiru fi sabilillah, when it's said to you, participate in the effort in the path of Allah, you, your bodies, you know, like go down to earth. You stick to earth. أَرَضِيْتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ Do you prefer this lively life? Do you prefer this life over the life of the hereafter, of al-akhirah? فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ The benefit of this world compared to the hereafter is very small and little. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, if one of you goes to the ocean and puts his finger in the water, let him see what comes out. One drop. So this is dunya compared to akhirah. If we compress all the pleasures of dunya since Adam until the last person that would live in one drop of water, if we compress all that pleasure in one drop, then the pleasures of akhirah will be the ocean. Similarly, if we compress all the punishment, anxiety, depression, torture, pain of dunya in one drop, then the pain of akhirah is the ocean. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, do not stay in this life and think in this life. Think always the bigger picture, which is akhirah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the story of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the migration when both of them were in the cave. By the way, who is the only sahaba that his suhba, his companionship to the Prophet was mentioned in the Quran? Only one sahabi. That his sahabiyya, his suhba to Rasulullah, companionship to Rasulullah was mentioned in the Quran. Only one. Hadrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Abu Bakr is the sahib of Rasulullah. This is an ayah of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهِ If you don't give victory to Rasulullah, then Allah would give him victory. When the disbelievers made him leave Mecca and migrate to Medina, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ When he tells his companion, Abu Bakr, in the cave, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, Ya Rasulullah, if somebody looks at his foot, he would see us. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't fear, Allah is with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghaib. Allah is part of the unseen. So Allah gave part of his quality to Rasulullah and Abu Bakr. So Rasulullah and Abu Bakr became unseen. Allah just gave them a little bit of his quality. Rasulullah and Abu Bakr became ghaib, unseen. That is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts talking with the most strongest language about the hypocrites. And he says that the believing men and women are the awliya, the friends of each other. And the hypocrite men and women are the awliya, the friends of each other. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the famous story that we dedicated the whole bayan to, which is the story of Hadrat Ka'b bin Malik and his two friends. Those who did not go in the path of Allah in the battle of Tabuk. And then because they repented sincerely with a dedicated heart and Allah tested them and they passed the test, Allah told those who went in the path of Allah, you went in the path of Allah, you gained your reward, but now I want you to learn from the lesson of truthfulness of these three. Then the surah comes to the end. But before I go there, let me give you something that is very, very important. And these are the ayat 75 to 77 of Surah At-Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, anyone who promises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something and does not fulfill it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might make their hearts as the hearts of the hypocrites. So this is very, very dangerous. Ayat number 75, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهَ لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And among them are people who promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you provide for us, we will give charity, we will give to people, we will give sadaqah, and we will be among the righteous. فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخِلُوا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Allah provided for them just like they asked, what did they do? They became miserly, bakhil. They did not fulfill their promise. وَتَوَلَّوا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. And they turned their back and they went away. What was the result of all that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَ. Allah has put hypocrisy in their hearts until the day they meet Him. So this is very dangerous, my dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders. When somebody makes a pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say, Ya Allah, give me this, I will do this for you. This is a pact. This is a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning anyone who turns his back, that might cause that the heart of that person fall into hypocrisy. فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَ. I would finish with this. Ka'b bin Malik and his two friends did not go in the path of Allah in the battle of Tabuk, but they repented. What happened? Ka'b bin Malik came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I am a person of eloquency. I know how to put words together. I'm an expert when it comes to words. I am a poet, and he was a king. He said, easily I can fabric an excuse for you. But I thought if I make a valid and beautiful excuse to you, I cannot do it with Allah. Because of these words, Allah tested him. So the ulama say, please pay attention. The ulama say, anyone who makes a contract or a pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately Allah will put you in the circle of testing. If you pass the test, Allah will transfer you from the circle of testing to the circle of gratefulness. Not your gratefulness to Him, but His gratefulness to you. Now, Allah will give you the bounties without measurement and without limit. The surah ends by reminding the Muslims that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, harisun alaykum, He cares for you dearly. Bil mu'minina ra'uf. Rahim. Two qualities derived from the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is ar-ra'uf, the most gentle. Rasulullah is ra'uf, gentle. Allah is Rahim, the infinitely merciful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rahim. Yes, the surah did not start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, but the surah ended with the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ra'uf and Rahim. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.